Picture unspoiled wild forest, the type of place only animals and Boy Scouts feel at home. Now erase that image from your mind and picture a power line right-of-way, one of those ruler straight strips of utility poles that slash so brutishly through the woods.
So from a distance, they may not look like much, but when you get inside them, there really are incredible habitats.
Matt Tarr is a wildlife biologist with the University of New Hampshire, and he's going to spend the next 2 years studying these right-of-ways, counting and tagging songbirds. It turns out these clear cuts of forest can make for an ideal nesting ground.
We have groups of species that really require these young forest conditions, and so that young forest condition is naturally created through disturbances.
By disturbances, he's talking about wildfires and storms and flooding. In the modern world, we don't let fires burn, and we don't have as many old-growth forests, which are more susceptible to windstorms. The result is a shortage of naturally occurring young forests. But under these utility poles, that's exactly what you'll find, shrubby bushes and immature trees. They provide cover and attract the insects that many songbirds feed on.
These aren't really new habitats for these birds. It's the type of habitat they need, just created in a slightly different manner.
Tarr and his team from UNH are trying to determine which species set up shop here for the spring and summer, making nests and reproducing. To get an accurate count, they use nets, really big nets. Each is about 40 foot long, 12 or so feet high.
And so as the birds fly through this habitat, when they hit the net, they basically just fall down and they get tangled in the pocket.
At one of the 12 nets set up in the town of Stratford, a female Canada warbler finds herself tangled. Tarr works quickly to free it.
I know, I'm sorry.
In just a minute, he's got her loose. Tarr is a big man with a thick neck and shaved head who handles these birds like they're made of crystal.
And then she's got a very faint gray necklace on her chest. The males are much more boldly marked.
After appreciating her subtle beauty, Tarr hustles the bird to a central banding station. Erica Holm, a graduate student, has her tools and instruments laid out on a folding table underneath a buzzing power line. The birds are weighed and measured and tagged, and then quickly released.
So just long enough to record the information about the birds, so the time, species, just enough time to accurately age and sex the birds, so maybe like 5-6 minutes, something like that. Not very long. I'm about ready to let her go, so.
In just a few hours, the team has already documented 18 birds from 6 species.
Song sparrow, prairie warbler, field sparrow, chestnut-sided, common yellowthroat.
And this is how their research will go for the next 2 years. The project costs $250,000, which is being picked up by grants, including some federal money and a larger chunk from the nonprofit National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. That group, it's worth noting, received some of its funding from Eversource, the power company that is seeking permission to build the controversial Northern Pass project, a project that would blaze new utility right-of-ways in the state's North Country. While that may sound like a conflict of interest, Tarr says it's not.
I make it clear when I accept funding that I am not here to advocate for a project. You know, my goal as a wildlife biologist is to better understand how these rights of way and the habitats that we study function as habitat for wildlife.
And while it's not perhaps the most beautiful habitat to us, to songbirds, these right-of-ways may just be the next best thing to a natural young forest. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.